from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting there's been a deadly attack on a Kabul hospital. Gunfire echoed through Kabul as gunmen dressed as doctors stormed a hospital in the Afghan capital today and battled security forces for hours, killing more than 30 people and wounding dozens in an attack claimed by Islamic State. Security officials said a suicide bomber blew himself up at the rear of the 400-bed Sardar Mohammad Daoud Khan Hospital across the road from the heavily fortified U.S. Embassy, and three attackers with automatic weapons and hand grenades entered the complex. A defense ministry spokesman said the attack was suppressed by mid-afternoon with all three gunmen killed. As security forces swept the hospital buildings, another ministry spokesman said they found at least 30 dead and 50 wounded, including doctors, patients, and hospital staff, in addition to the three killed and 66 wounded reported earlier. The gunmen, dressed as medical personnel, had taken up positions on the upper floors of the hospital and engaged special forces sent to the scene, according to officials. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the United States has to see some sort of positive action from North Korea before it can take Kim Jong-un's regime seriously and discuss ways to reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula. China called earlier Wednesday for North Korea to suspend nuclear and missile activities in exchange for a halt in joint military exercises by the U.S. and North Korea. Haley said those exercises are defensive and have been held for 40 years. She told reporters after the emergency closed consultation to the Security Council that the North Korean leader is not a rational person. This is